Parakei Mishnah Dalet Tanner Shehusak Me Achorav. One who has a tanner, an oven, Shehusak Me Achorav, he ignited it from the exterior. Meaning, we learned earlier in Mishnah Aleph, She'ein ha tanner mekabel tuma ad shesikenu kedila apos besefganin. A tanner is not deemed a completed product to be mekabel tuma until you light it up to the extent that the heat is strong enough to bake these sufganin and these donuts. So here the Mishnah teaches us, She'im lo yehusak hesek zemi bifnim. Say, he didn't fire it up from the inside of the oven, rather he fired it up from the outside of the oven. Or, She'husak shalolo daitai. Or he heated it up inside, he fired it up inside, but he had no intention to do it to complete the tanur as a completed product. Or shuhusak beisa uman, or kaidim shenigmar as yosef, before it was really completed by the craftsman, it was heated up in the craftsman's house. In all these scenarios, nevertheless tame, the tanur is still going to be makapa tuma and deemed a completed product. Sha'af has exe, even these methods of firing up the oven are deemed the gemar malacha. And ma'isa, there was a story. Shenafla d'leika b'tanurei kfar Signa, that a fire fell on the tanurim of this village of Signa, which is Kinera b'glil hatachla in the lower Galil, near Tzipori. U'b'ma'isa li'yavna, this story came to Yavna before the Chachamim in Yavna. V'timon r'gamil was metamet, meaning he passed, and they're all mekabel tumah, they're all deemed a completed kli. Even though shehusku, it was the fire occurred me'achorim from the exterior of the tanur, and it was shalom midaitai without their intention, and it was also in the base of the uman, the craftsman's house. Nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel said that it is deemed a completed kli and can be makabel tuma. So we see that in these three scenarios, it would still make the tanur a completed product of makabel tuma. And Mishnah, hey. Musaf ha-tanor. This is the clay of the tanor. She'teiflim, they would smear it on the sfas, the edge of the tanor from above. So shabale batim tar. That of the bale batim are tar. Meaning it's not mekabel tuma. Because lefi shabale batim einim tzrichim lo l'shum shimush. The bale batim don't need the clay for any kind of usage. And therefore it's not deemed a portion of the oven. And therefore the musaf is still going to remain tar. However, the musaf of the tanur of the nachtamin of the bakers, tamei, it will be mekabel tuma, like the oven, it's like the tanur. Because the nachtam somich as hashpud shetzolabu basar, the spit that he would use to roast meat, he would lay it on top of this clay, on the musaf tanur. And then it comes out, it's needed for the tanur, and therefore it's deemed the chibra connection to the tanur. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains that we're talking about nachtamim bakers that sell bread, lechem of a baked bread, ubas atzoli, and roasted meat. And it was their derech of the bakers to place on the musaf hatan, on the clay of the tanner, the spit, shetachav lav habasa shetzola, that had the meat that he roasted on the spit, in order kadesh yishar chamet, should remain hot until the buyers would come. And therefore, ve'enu tzolei lotuch hatan, he's not going to hang it in the oven because it might burn. And therefore, he put it on top of the clay to keep it warm. So Taka really had a good usage. And therefore, that of the Nachtumim would be Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Yochanan Hasadler Omer, Bebnei Shu Ofer Bo Kishu Nidchak. A different reason, because at the Shas Hatchak, at a pressing time, Kishu'en Le Makam, when there's no place in the Tanur to bake, Tilavas Basabas, to bake all the bread that he needs for all of his buyers. He's got a lot of buyers coming, there's no more room in the oven. So he'll bake, who over after Moshe will bake even on top of this clay of the tanur. Therefore, it's deemed like the tanur. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler does not hold to the reasoning of the Tanakama, that leaning the shpur on top of the musaf to keep the food warm is enough, because Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that the musaf has to have the same function as the tanur, and therefore it has to actually bake like the tanur. Whereas if you just lean the shpud on top of the musaf and keep the food warm, that's not baking, it's not identical to the tanur, and therefore that reason does not suffice. However, when the musaf is actually baking the food, just like the tanur, then we deem it like the tanur. However, the Tanakama holds that no, that leaning the shpud on top of the musaf to keep the food warm suffices. Whereas vilu masha over b'shas tchak, that sometimes, you know, in a pressing time, you'll actually bake on top of the musaf, that's not common. Einu tadir. And therefore, ain't the tam masbek lasusuk tanur, even though technically, yes, you'll find scenarios where you'll use the musaf to bake, just like you bake in the tanur, but it's very uncommon. Therefore, Tanakama holds that just leaning the shput on top of the musaf to keep the food warm, that's a good enough reason to deem it attached to the tanur and take on the same characteristics as the tanur. And Kiyozabo, similarly, the Musaf of the Yora, Shal Sholke Zesim. So Sholke Zesim are those that cook up the leftovers of olives after the harvest. And so to Tzava'im, dyers, where they dye wool. So they would use with their Yora Gadol, with their big vat, they'd place like this Musaf, this like cement at the rim of the vat, so that the water does not spill over outside the vat when it's bubbling up. So this Tosefet is called the Musaf HaYora. And the Mishnah teaches us that the Musaf of the Yora of those that are cooking up olives is going to be tummy, just like the vat itself, it's Mekabel Tumah. Because the Musaf is used for the Yora, for the vat, and the Sholke Azizim, those that are cooking up these olives, they use it just like the vat itself. Therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah like the vat. But the Musaf of the Yora of the dyers are dyeing wool, that Musaf portion is going to be tar, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because the Tzava'im, they don't actually use it. They're careful that the water doesn't go so high, because otherwise the water would absorb the cement and ruin the dye. The musaf is there just to keep the water inside at the time of bubbling, so it doesn't leave. But they don't actually use it. They don't use it for the actual dyeing process. Therefore, it's not deemed an attachment to the vat. But whereas the shulkes, these are those that are cooking up olives, so the olives can go up to the very, very top, and they're actually using it. And therefore, it would be deemed part of the vat. And Yesh Mefarshim, Lefishat Semer Ola Lamala, the wool by the dyers, it actually floats to the top. And the wool keeps the water from spilling over. And therefore, She'ein Zekukim Klal Musaf, therefore they don't need the Musaf of the Yorah at all. And that would be the reason why the Musaf by the dyers is not going to be deemed part of the Vat to be Mekabel Tumah.